Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The 2021 legislative session is well underway for members of Congress, from considering the presidential nominations to settling into new committee and leadership positions. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are outlining their policy priorities and getting to work on making those priorities into law. Farm Bureau's team in Washington, D.C. is tracking all these issues closely and working to ensure that priorities for U.S. agriculture remain front and center. One policy that has already emerged as a hot topic for the 117th Congress is tax reform. In fact, our policy experts expect several important pieces of tax reform legislation to be introduced very soon, and we'll keep everyone posted as soon as there's more news. Estate tax reform is a big one being discussed, as it threatens the economic sustainability of America's family farms. Sustainability is one of the main conversations taking place in agriculture right now, and while it often refers to environmental sustainability, it is important we don't overlook economic sustainability. For America's farms and ranches to continue their important role in absorbing carbon and conserving green space, they must first be able to stay in business. AFBF economists crunched the numbers, and farm business revenue does not keep up with increasing land values. Nearly half of all farmland in America is at risk of increased liquidation pressure caused by overwhelming tax burdens. As a result, it's difficult for farmers to pass their family business down to the next generation who desire to follow in the footsteps of their parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles. As it is, less than 2% of our population is directly engaged in growing the agricultural products that feed, clothe, and power not just the United States, but the world. At a time when farm bankruptcies are the third highest they've been in a decade, we should all do what we can to reduce barriers for those just starting out or wanting to get started in agriculture. Great strides have been made in recent years toward helping our farmers and ranchers find relief in the tax code, including the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which AFBF supported. But Congress needs to build on that momentum to make long-lasting, real change to our tax code in order to provide both relief and stability. Even making some temporary provisions from the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act permanent would be a great first step, as many of the important provisions in that legislation will expire after 2025. Other steps toward meaningful tax reform that would give farmers a fairer shake include reducing the capital gains tax, which impacts farmers at a disproportionate rate, and making permanent several temporary tax credit provisions for biodiesel and other renewable energy sources. Every dollar counts on the farm, and farmers and ranchers need to plan their finances carefully to make it from one season to the next. Not knowing what their tax burden will be adds to the uncertainty, which is all too familiar in farming. From unpredictable weather patterns and changing political climates to the COVID-19 pandemic, farmers and ranchers never know what is around the bend. It is beyond time to ensure they find certainty and stability in the tax code. Recently released H-2A program data reveals some interesting impacts of the global COVID-19 pandemic. For the first time since the Department of Labor began reporting quarterly data in 2013, the number of certified positions declined in the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2020. However, the number of certified positions in the first quarter of fiscal year 2020 climbed by nearly 20%, suggesting that while the pandemic has shifted the pattern of worker arrivals, it has not suppressed the overall upward trajectory of the program. USDA released its biannual U.S. cattle inventory report showing U.S. cattle totals as of January 1st, following its monthly cattle on feed report the week before that. The reports provide inventory data for the nation's cattle, including estimates of the number of breeding animals for beef and milk production, as well as the number of animals placed on feed every month. The inventory report showed the total number of cattle and calves slightly below a year ago and mostly in line with expectations, while the monthly on-feed report surprised analysts with bearish placement data. New legislation would give a much-needed boost to the Commodity Credit Corporation's annual borrowing limit, providing USDA greater flexibility in maintaining farm bill programs and helping stabilize domestic agricultural markets. The measure, or H.R. 843, would raise the CCC's borrowing limit to $68 billion. The current $30 billion borrowing limit has been in place since 1987, a point proponents of increasing the limit often raise. Upping the borrowing limit to $68 billion would bring it in line with the inflation-adjusted value of the $30 billion cap put in place more than 30 years ago. Are you a grower who works with anhydrous ammonia on the farm in Illinois? Illinois growers or grower farm operators who transport or apply anhydrous ammonia or maintain anhydrous ammonia equipment are now required to participate in a free certified grower training approved by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. The new requirement applies to growers as well as all grower family members, full-time and part-time hired help, and anyone else providing anhydrous ammonia services at no fee who would transport or apply anhydrous ammonia or maintain the equipment. Training must be completed by April 1, 2022, followed by a refresher training every 3 years. The training will cover properties of ammonia, safe operating practices, what to do if a leak or emergency occurs, personal protective equipment, and first aid and transportation safety. The Illinois Department of Agriculture worked closely with the Illinois Farm Bureau, Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association, Illinois Corn Growers Association, and the Illinois Soybean Association to develop the module. This training platform provides a source for new information and continuing education to keep farmers and citizens safe. For online training, go to the Illinois Department of Agriculture website for more information. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500, one $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2021-22 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarships to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or career technical education program and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office, by telephone, or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 26, and any questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.